tips in this morning for one of our guests coming up in the next half hour who's got to deliver a speech to Barack Obama. What are your tips for him? If you've given an important speech to either work colleagues or members of family, what did you do? How did you prepare? Your tips then for the man who's got to speak to the great orator himself. 08459 570057 is the phone line, or you can text in 81333 is the text number. Start your text with the word radio.
BBC Sussex with Jane Vickers.
And now it's a nerve-wracking time, isn't it? We're delivering a speech, particularly an after-dinner speech or a best man speech or a speech in front of the family in any way. But imagine how you'd feel if you were about to give a speech in front of the American president. Well, Rick Sharp from New Haven runs a charity delivering medical supplies and clinics to Kenya, the country where Barack Obama's family come from. His work with Mr. Obama's grandmother, Sarah, has landed him the opportunity to speak about his work in front of the president in September. Hi there, Rick. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jane. How are you? It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It's a beautiful day indeed. Yeah, now you're in New Haven as we speak. Now tell me, this isn't too far off. This is next month. How are you preparing for this speech to President Obama?
I haven't got a clue at the moment, actually, because I only found out, I think it was Tuesday. I thought originally it was going to be a handshake and a photo op, but one of our co-directors in Kenya told me that, oh, I'm writing your speech. And I said, well, what speech? And he said, well, Sarah Obama saw your piece on BBC Southeast The Day last Friday night, and she was so impressed that she wants you to speak in front of the Kenyan government and Barack Obama and the First Lady. Oh. So no pressure there, then.
No, not at all. I mean, this is work that you've been doing now for some time. I mean, it's key work, isn't it? Delivering medical supplies and clinics to Kenya. And I think we were reporting, our television on TV were reporting one of the supplies actually leaving New Haven.
That's right. Yeah, it was our first container. Because we had so much pilfered over the last 5 years, we thought that we'd form our own charity to do this. So we got a container, and we saw that it was just as cheap to buy as it was to rent. So then we bought one. We send out supplies to our micro projects out there in the mountains, and we're going to put the container on the mountain on Mount Elgon, which is on the border of Uganda, as a clinic, because I think it's a tenth of the price of an actual brick-built clinic.
How do you feel knowing that you've got to stand up in front of the great and the good in Kenya, and in the audience will be the President of the United States, Barack Obama?
I think somebody once said, which is a great piece of journalism, said, just imagine everybody in their underwear and you'll get through it.
Now, I don't want to give you any pressure at all here, Rick, but have a listen to this. This is what Barack Obama himself thinks of speeches.
Don't tell me words don't matter. I have a dream. Just words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Just words. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Just words. Just speeches.
There you go, you see. They are very important, these words that you're about to say, Rick. So he'll be listening to every single word that you say.
Indeed, it'll be a first if somebody listens to every single word that I say.
Well, look, Rick, it's a delight talking to you. Very, very best of luck with your presentation and your speech. And do let us know how you get on. And say hi to Barack for us, won't you, when you're over there?
I will do, Jane, but there is one serious side, if I can very briefly say something. We desperately need volunteers for projects in this country and abroad. We need funding because these containers, you know, we want to send as many out as possible, but we do need storage space in the New Haven area for all our medical supplies and clothes. So if anybody can help, I would really appreciate it.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see if we can get you some help, Rick. And if they do have help for you, what should they do? How should they contact you?
They can contact myself and my co-director, Annie Simons, on 07932 565 337.
Okay, good luck. All the best, Rick. Thanks ever so much indeed. 7:46, time to get the news headlines with Joe Rickards. A home in Hastings.